Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
It is time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters. Welcome to the program. Another great one. It's going to be today. This is the best part of my day. I hope you feel the same way. Yesterday, at the beginning of the program, I gave you the headline surfing, really the headline surfing overview, if you will, the headline surfing version of the guy that showed up at the world's busiest airport. I'm referring, of course, to Atlanta's Hartsfield-Jackson with his daughter, I guess to take his daughter. He was with his wife. He was there to take his daughter to the airport, neither here nor there. And I preface it with world's busiest airport. It really doesn't matter, any airport, but of course at the world's busiest airport, you can expect a little bit more intense security. But he went there with his wife and his daughter to take her to the airport with his AR-15 sporting rifle slung over his shoulder. Attached to it was a 100-round drum magazine. I mentioned, as I was kind of paraphrasing, just giving you the story, that he was claiming the police were harassing him for doing so. Although he admitted he was never detained, and of course he was not arrested. So let me make a couple comments here. I asked you yesterday to reach out to me on Twitter at AARMark after hearing just the nuts and bolts. Guy comes to the airport carrying an AR-15 over his shoulder, legal to do in Georgia. Read you the bullet points. Legal. Let me say this. Legal if he followed certain. You follow the law. If he had a permit, it's legal to carry where he was in the airport. Cops are allowed to ask him anything they want. They are not allowed to detain him under Georgia law for the purpose of finding out if he has a permit. They can ask him anything they want. He can choose to answer or not. He asked whether or not he was being detained. He said he wasn't. He went about his way. He was followed around the airport. And I asked you, after giving you those bullet points, to tweet me the response. I guess I could say overwhelming, but that wouldn't really be accurate because it was 100% in favor of the bonehead category for this man. Now, I'm choosing not to give you his name today. I don't want to give this man any more publicity because that's what this guy is. This guy is a publicity hound. He's seeking publicity. And I don't want to be another avenue that provides it for him. So suffice it to say, you can look him up and find the story yourself. I'll read you some of those tweets in just a couple of minutes. But I have to say this, that if this guy believes that the police following him through an airport, where security, mind you, is of the highest priority across the nation, not just at the Atlanta airport, if he thinks that airport security police following him without arresting him or detaining him, and simply asking him questions as he walked through the airport with a rifle of any type slung over his shoulder, if he thinks that's harassment, then this guy's dumber than I thought. He's dumber than I thought. It is legal to openly carry your firearm in public in the state of Georgia, where I sit right now, with a permit. So let's get the law portion out of the way briefly. He apparently did not violate the law. Good for him. I'm assuming if he was, he would have been arrested. He was not. What he did violate, though, was the trust and respect of his fellow gun owners who are involved in this fight for our freedoms every single day. Now, I'm not specifically referring to myself here simply because I have a couple of radio programs titled Armed American Radio, write for a gun magazine, and have written a couple books. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm referring to all of us, you, anyone who carries a gun for self-defense or maybe who doesn't but values our freedoms, your freedoms, and is doing everything that we can or that you can to prevent the very well-funded anti-gun machine led by Bloomberg from taking away any more of our freedoms. These antics from idiots like this do absolutely nothing but throw bones to those enemies of our freedoms. And, of course, who? Their willing accomplices in the mainstream media. So I kind of want to make this clear. I know a little bit about this guy who pulled this stunt at the Atlanta airport a few days ago, and I can tell you that I am glad he is not a member of the organization that I belong to proudly in this state. I can tell you that with certainty. And I'm not telling you anything that I wouldn't tell him to his face, that he's a damn fool and he's no friend of those of us who fight this battle publicly every day, or for that matter, own a gun, respect our rights and our freedoms, and are exercising them responsibly across this country, the millions of us, every single day. If he or you, for that matter, believe that in today's day and age, let me put it this way, if you believe in today's day and age, with the enemies of our freedoms, as I told you, better funded than at any time in our history, that it is okay to pull this kind of a stunt simply for the purpose of filming police officers and posting your stupidity to a YouTube channel for the entire world to witness, you are no friend of mine, and you are, in fact, as far as I'm concerned, just as bad as Bloomberg and the other enemies who are working to strip us of our freedoms every minute of every day. I'm not going to give you the guy's name. I told you a minute ago. He isn't worth it. Suffice it to say, you can look him up. You can see his antics on the web yourself. You can view his previous postings on YouTube if you choose. I won't tell you where to go to get there. You can find it. This guy's no friend of yours. What he is, see if I can put this the right way without losing my career, or at least getting a hefty fine. What he is one of these typical in-your-face cop bashers with a video phone trying to make a name for himself, fulfilling some kind of twisted psychological need. I don't know what it is, don't care. But we won't help him do that by naming him. I'll just call him what he is. A run-of-the-mill bonehead. And no doubt this week's Armed American Radio Daily Defense Bonehead of the Week. Some of the responses that came back to me, well, all of them, I've got none in his favor. Will McGee on Twitter at Tundra2012. Bonehead, flaunting it makes gun owners look loony. The odds of him needing 100 rounds for a self-defense situation are zero. Paul Markle was on the program yesterday, made his thoughts on the subject very clear. Let's see, who else do we have down here? Well, there's a couple from Shanto. I don't need to read you those. Guy at airport, this is from Carlos Rosario, at Carlos T. Rosario on Twitter. Guy at airport with AR must work for Bloomberg. I know he was legal, but with all that is going on, you got to use your head. Bonehead. Right on the money. Due diligence, at due diligence on Twitter. Yes, legal or not, if I see open carry AR in mass public, puts me on instant condition, orange or red. Where does my hand go? Great point. That's from due diligence. There's a number of these out there. So I appreciate everybody responding back. And it was interesting to see how they came back. I mentioned Bonehead yesterday. I didn't really give you my opinion in full. If you've listened to me regularly, you know where my cards are going to fall on that. That's not a shock. Sean in Dallas, welcome to the program today. How are you, my friend? We got a huge one today. And I want to ask your thoughts. How do you feel? Was I too harsh on the guy?
No, I think you're right on the money, to be honest with you.
Wasn't harsh enough, maybe?
You know what? I find that stupid people don't hear anything. They just do what they want to do. And like you said, this guy's trying to get fame and you know, he's just an idiot.
That's a great point. Stupid people don't hear anything. I like that. That is a great point. They don't. You can't get through to a bonehead like this.
No, you never.
You got to wonder what's going through somebody's head.
These guys live in their bubble, and they think that they're all that in a bag of chips. But down inside, they seek attention. That's what this guy wants.
Yeah, here's another one. He's a bonehead, even though legal. Just because it's legal. This is from Mike Lee, 722 at Twitter. Just because it's legal doesn't mean it's smart. Of course not. Mike continues, we need to be responsible and smart. It was a bonehead move to take a gun into a place that is highly protected. Now, let me correct Mike on that. I've carried my gun in Atlanta Airport before. It is legal to carry a gun. I'm talking about my sidearm. I carry it concealed. Is it legal to openly carry it? Yes, it is. I don't believe it's necessary to alarm people who might not understand in today's day and age in a place like the airport. I know the cops are going to give me attention. I'm intelligent enough to expect it. Come on, man. Use your head. Don't be that person. Be responsible. Use your head. Do the right thing. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense continues. Sheriff Clark will be here at the bottom of the hour. Don't go away.
Way too often we hear stories of law-abiding gun owners being labeled as vigilantes and the violent thugs being painted as sweet, harmless kids. Here's the thing. If you own a firearm and are forced to use it to protect your loved ones, your toughest battle might very well happen afterwards in the courtroom. You need to know your rights and understand exactly what happens after the smoke clears. And that's the reason the United States Concealed Carry Association exists. So if you go to defendfamilynow.com, right now, you can download our groundbreaking guide that will arm you with 18 proven strategies for effective self-defense that will help you stay out of jail, out of bankruptcy court, and home with your family when you're forced to defend your loved ones with a gun. This guide is 100% free, and the 18 strategies it contains could very well save your life one day. Simply visit defendfamilynow.com to download your 100% free guide. Again, that's defendfamilynow.com.
As people who carry a gun for protection, you and I both know if we're ever forced to pull that trigger, you know your life will change instantly. Liberal prosecutors, bleeding heart juries, they'd love to make examples of people like you and me. And that's why I rely on the legal and financial backup plan with my membership in the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They have a guide that will arm you with 18 proven strategies for effective self-defense, helping you stay out of jail, out of bankruptcy court, and home with your family if you're forced to defend your loved ones with a gun. So if you go to defendfamily.com right now, you can download this free concealed carry guide from my friends at the USCCA. Now, the guide is 100% free, and the 18 strategies it contains could very well save your life. Simply visit defendfamilyoneword.com, download your 100% free guide, defendfamily.com. Again, that's defendfamily.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
The Super Tuck by Crossbreed Holsters, the most comfortable and concealable holster available on the market today. Is it any wonder why it's the most copied design on the planet, used by law enforcement and civilians around the world? The Super Tuck by Crossbreed is adjustable for ride depth and cant, often imitated but never duplicated. The Super Tuck holster is available for a wide variety of popular carry guns. For more information and to order your Super Tuck, visit CrossbreedHolsters.com. That's CrossbreedHolsters.com. Carrying spare magazines is always a great idea. The Crossbreed holster outside the waistband mag carrier is the most comfortable OWB rig on the market today. The Crossbreed mag carrier provides great retention and a high ride, enabling total concealment and immediate access under only a light cover garment. Available for single or dual magazines, these incredibly comfortable magazine carriers may just save your life one day. Crossbreed holsters, often imitated but never duplicated. To order your Crossbreed mag carrier, visit CrossbreedHolsters.com. That's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hey, what's up? It's AAR Shanto here. Every day you hear the passion that we have for freedoms here in America. I also have other passions, and every week you can check out what that passion is. I've started a new web series. Yes, believe it or not, with all the other things that I have going on, I went and did it. I started a web series, and I think you're going to like it. If you want to see one of my hobbies, all you got to do is check out irfnews.com. That's irfnews.com.
Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Yeah, watch out. I've got a sugar-free Red Bull here against the wishes of my producer down there in Texas. Hold on a second.
That's all right. Yeah, you just keep on.
Man, I had a heart screening. I had a heart screening and a lung screening CAT scan the other day. Mm-hmm. You know, one of those preventive things you pay for.
Mm-hmm.
Clean bill of health on everything.
Yeah.
Yep, I'm going to eat me a big old fat steak tonight, chew on the fat, smoke me a big old cigar.
Uh-huh. And you go feel like a hot mess in the morning.
My kids are going to lean on me and say, well, is that the fat? You're throwing the fat away off the steak? Give it over here. I'll take it. Put it here. Got to live on the edge a little bit, right? I think maybe I'll get a sugared Red Bull.
Now, living on the edge means that you get on a Ninja and go 170 miles per hour and pray that you don't hit a rock. What you're doing is just instant death with that Red Bull.
No, I just got you did not hear me. I got a clean bill of health, man. I feel good about
you
that.
Keep drinking that and see what happens.
I just got a clean bill of health on the screening, so try as you might, you're not going to bring me down today. I'm feeling good about it, man. Feeling good about it. Hey, listen, you've heard the quote, those who would give up essential liberty to purchase a little temporary safety or freedom.
Yes.
Deserve neither.
Yes.
Widely attributed, of course, to Benjamin Franklin. There's a lot of variations of that. We're not going to get a history lesson here there, but you get the overall idea. Sometimes, as I say, the best radio you never get to hear is the radio you never get to hear. And that's between the breaks, and we want to bring that to life to you. Sean and I were talking between the break about the bonehead at the Atlanta airport and the open carry. And, Sean, you mentioned what to me? I think it's worthy of discussion before Sheriff Clark in the next segment. It's a good topic. What did you ask me?
To explain the, we have open carry here in Texas. It was just passed, but it was held up in committee because the police association wanted to put a revision in there saying that they were able to stop you to check to see if you have a permit.
That's true.
And I think, I'm not sure people really understand that. You know what I'm saying?
Well, let's talk about that. I think that's a great question, and I think people need to understand that. First of all, let me give you my thoughts on open carry.
Mm-hmm.
I've made this clear for many years. I openly carry my firearms from time to time.
Yeah.
My firearm, I'm carrying a SIG P938 on me right now in the safest radio studio in North America, in all of America. Right now, I can promise you that. It is concealed. It is under a shirt. And it's being carried in a crossbreed Super Tuck. No one knows I have this firearm. I've gone about my business all day today with this firearm, and it's been concealed all day.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday, my firearm was, for the most part, openly carried, simply based on what I was doing during the day. I was working outside a little bit here and there. In between, we got to take a little break, man. You got to get up, before you head to the studio and do the show. And over the weekend, for example, I did a lot of open carrying of my firearm, the 38 that I was talking about,
mm-hmm.
with the snake shot in it, because I was outside. And I don't, because of what I made a couple Home Depot trips. My firearm's openly exposed. No one has ever asked me anything or said anything to me about it over the years. I'm a big proponent of open carry, and I do it myself from time to time. I have never in my life, unless I'm heading out to my property with my guns, all of them, some of them, I can't take all of them. The news media would say I had an arsenal. Which, of course, to them is more than one, so I guess I might as well. But my point being, I would never consider walking into a Home Depot, for that matter, with an openly carried rifle of any kind over my shoulder so that I could film it and make a point. That screams idiot. That's my opinion. You disagree? AAR Mark at AAR Mark. Let me know. I'll read it on the air. Keep it clean. But let's go back to the open carry, the question that you asked. I can start with where I am. This is not a gold open carry state. Gold open carry state meaning Arizona. Openly carry your gun. No permit required. Here in the state of Georgia, to openly carry your sidearm, you need to have a permit. Texas just fought that battle legislatively. And Sean, as you mentioned, it has passed.
Mm-hmm.
Yet in Texas, the cops can ask you to see your permit if they see you openly carrying your firearm. Here in Georgia, as I mentioned, you know, just in the last segment and yesterday, they cannot detain you specifically to ask you. In other words, simply openly carrying a firearm while going about your lawful business, violating no laws, is not probable cause to stop you, detain you, and ask to see your permit simply because you are exercising your right to carry a firearm. And that's the way it ought to be. There has been no blood in the streets where I sit, nor has there been in any other state, permitted or permitless, with open carry. Much to the chagrin of the anti-gunners. And there won't be in Texas. But I ask you this question. Has Texas invited harassment? This is what's being asked.
Yeah.
So I'll ask you the question.
Absolutely.
Are you inviting harassment by law enforcement simply by exercising your right to carry your firearm openly in the state of Texas now? And I'll throw this out. I'll play devil's advocate. Should you have waited until you could have had that provision removed before celebrating open carry? Let me ask you that as a Texas resident, Sean. What are your thoughts? You live in Texas. I'd like to know what you think. Will you be uncomfortable going to the grocery store, openly carrying your firearm, knowing that any police officer can stop you at will and question you? How does that make you feel?
Well, now see, I know, and I'm for open carry for other people. Me, I'm a surprise guy. I don't like people to know what I have. People would never know I have a cell phone. Because I like to...
You don't wear it on your belt?
No.
Good.
I'm a very private man. I mean, you would never know that I have a any weapon on me at any time. So for me, no, it wouldn't bother me at all. Because like I said...
Are you uncomfortable knowing that law enforcement could stop you? Would that stop you from openly carrying your sidearm? Because you just didn't want the hassle, or maybe you thought you might be hassled. I'm just asking the question.
I don't know, because I know, I mean, I have peace officers that are friends of mine, and I don't, that's a hard one, because I don't know.
Look,
if
it's
the police...
Texas. Look, it's Texas. It's
yeah.
Texas. There's not going to be blood in the streets.
No,
we know that.
No.
I'm just simply asking the question.
Yeah. No, I would carry. I would open carry.
Okay, good.
I hope it
certainly doesn't stop anybody.
No.
Law enforcement, it is not going to be a big issue in Texas. For crying out loud, it's Texas. All right? Everybody in Texas has a gun. Most people are carrying guns. Now you're going to openly carry it. Good for you in Texas. Will you have the occasional jerk that's going to make a point and try to boost his ego because he's got a badge? Yeah, that will happen from time to time. When we come back, we'll talk to Sheriff Clark. I'll ask him about it. Right after this, don't go away.
You're at 23 Mabry, miss?
Yes. I told you on my last call. They're in my house. Where are you guys?
Even in a clear-cut case of self-defense, a single bullet could cost you more than you think. As a responsible American, you shouldn't have to fear unjust prosecution for using your gun in self-defense. That's why the USCCA Self-Defense Shield is here for you. The most comprehensive insurance-backed protection to help you take control and eliminate the threat of legal and financial ruin when you're forced to defend your loved ones. As a USCCA member, your Self-Defense Shield coverage will give you up to $600,000 to help you get the expert defense you deserve. This member benefit is backed by an A-rated insurance company. Your membership also includes a subscription to Concealed Carry Magazine, all for as little as $12 per month. Your membership is 100% risk-free thanks to our bulletproof 365-day money-back guarantee. Visit carry123.com to learn more and get a free 24-page concealed carry guide. Visit carry123.com and take control today. That's carry123.com.
Way too often we hear stories of law-abiding gun owners being labeled as vigilantes and the violent thugs being painted as sweet, harmless kids. Here's the thing. If you own a firearm and are forced to use it to protect your loved ones, your toughest battle might very well happen afterwards in the courtroom. You need to know your rights and understand exactly what happens after the smoke clears. And that's the reason the United States Concealed Carry Association exists. So if you go to defendfamilynow.com right now, you can download our groundbreaking guide that will arm you with 18 proven strategies for effective self-defense that will help you stay out of jail, out of bankruptcy court, and home with your family when you're forced to defend your loved ones with a gun. This guide is 100% free, and the 18 strategies it contains could very well save your life one day. Simply visit defendfamilynow.com to download your 100% free guide. Again, that's defendfamilynow.com.
Known as a bad-to-the-bone fighter with a rebel soul and a rock and roll attitude, the Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is destined to be a classic. Designer Ernest Emerson says the Roadhouse is one of his best designs ever. Just like a chopped Harley, it's low slung and ready to roar. It feels like you've just dropped the clutch and it's ready to jump out of your hand. The Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is a must-have tactical folder. Visit EmersonKnives.com. That's EmersonKnives.com. One of the few guns that fits comfortably in your pocket, the North American Arms Guardian 32 ACP is the perfect combination of small size, high quality, and great stopping power. Convenient, reliable, and very effective. North American Arms stands behind the Guardian 32 ACP with a lifetime warranty. With standard capacity of 6+1 rounds in a pistol less than 4 inches in length, the Guardian ACP ships with 2 magazines and offers an optional 10-round capacity extended magazine. For more information, visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
Way too often we hear stories of law-abiding gun owners being labeled as vigilantes and the violent thugs being painted as sweet, harmless kids. Here's the thing. If you own a firearm and are forced to use it to protect your loved ones, your toughest battle might very well happen afterwards in the courtroom. You need to know your rights and understand exactly what happens after the smoke clears. And that's the reason the United States Concealed Carry Association exists. So if you go to defendfamilynow.com right now, you can download our groundbreaking guide that will arm you with 18 proven strategies for effective self-defense that will help you stay out of jail, out of bankruptcy court, and home with your family when you're forced to defend your loved ones with a gun. This guide is 100% free, and the 18 strategies it contains could very well save your life one day. Simply visit defendfamilynow.com to download your 100% free guide. Again, that's defendfamilynow.com.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
This is going to be a great half hour of the program. Believe me, you have seen or heard my next guest just about everywhere in the news, on the news. And I have had the distinct honor and privilege to introduce myself to him and shake his paw and thank him for what he's done for all of us who carry a firearm, or even if we don't, if we respect the right and choose not to. That's the beauty of America. But this is a man who has done more over the last year and a half, I think, than anybody I've ever met in my life. Sheriff Clark from Milwaukee County, how are you today? It's a pleasure to have you back. Thank you for joining us today.
Mark, it's my pleasure. It's always great to be on with you and your listeners.
Well, thank you very much for your time. Hey, I got to ask you a question. I want to start. We were just talking about Texas and open carry, and there's a piece that just popped up, so I'll kind of go in that direction before I take you into a couple of other areas I want to touch with you. Texas governor is poised now to roll back a 140-year-old open carry ban. This is being reported on Fox, a network you're quite familiar with. Take a listen to the first line. The near certain signing into law of an open carry gun measure will send Texas back to the days of the Wild West, at least legislatively.
Unbelievable.
What do you think when you hear stuff like that?
That's the typical alarmist, sky is falling rhetoric that we've heard any time a state has moved to better protect their citizenry through whether it be open carry, whether it be concealed carry. That sky is falling rhetoric. Nobody's buying that anymore. The public doesn't buy it anymore, but they're one-dimensional. That's all they got left in their bag of tricks, but fortunately for us, that is all they have. You know, I think with Texas, it's kind of interesting because, and I always say don't mess with Texas, but I was surprised when I heard that they didn't have open carry. You know, I would like to think that a state like Texas, a little more forward-thinking in terms of freedom and American rights and liberty and self-rule. So when I heard that they were taking that up, I said, good for them. It's long overdue, but I was surprised that they didn't already have it.
I'm with you on that. I agree. Anybody who's been to Texas, I've been many times. I've felt the same thing. Sean, you're in Texas at the network now, and congratulations for getting this passed. Here's a quote from Representative Debbie Riddle. She says, it's thumbs up for law-abiding citizens. Everywhere there is a denial of Second Amendment rights, crime is through the roof. It's a deterrent. If someone is going to rob a convenience store and there are other people inside with guns on their hips, they might think twice. C.J. Grisham of Open Carry Texas says the following: criminals aren't afraid of prison, they're afraid of getting shot.
Yep.
Sheriff, in your illustrious law enforcement career, that's a true statement, isn't it?
Oh, without a doubt. And I don't even look at it, though, in terms of deterrence. I say it's a response that a law-abiding citizen has the right to have to be able to defend themselves. As I've said to you and to many audiences that I've been before, you know, survival is the first law of nature, and self-defense is a natural right. It's one of the things that isn't handed down by government. And I always say that if government isn't going to fulfill its role in securing the personal safety of citizens, and the government does play a role. That's why we have jails, prisons, a criminal justice system. That's government's role. But the first line of defense in a person's safety is the citizen, the lawful citizen, the armed lawful citizen. So government needs to make sure that the individual has the tools with which to defend themselves in these situations where, you know, cops are not omnipresent. I've been in this for 37 years. Response times to calls for services are getting longer and longer for some very dangerous types of situations. And so, you know, why should the law-abiding citizen have to sit there and wait and be at the mercy of some armed criminal who's depraved and ruthless and so on and so forth? And so now, you know, we're starting to get where we need to be in this country, and we're putting the criminal on their heels and giving them something that they have to think about.
Yeah, I got to tell you, those words coming from you mean so much because they're so powerful because of who you are and the reach that you have and the megaphone, really, that you've got, that it's just, it's making a difference. It's making people aware. People are waking up to that fact. And, you know, I think you agree with me. Freedom, I hope I'm right in this anyway, but I believe that freedom will always prevail. And it looks like from the gun debate side, we are winning this as we move forward. We're facing, as you well know, very well-funded attacks against our right to keep and bear arms. Bloomberg has pledged tens of millions of dollars of his own money, and he isn't going to stop. Period. It's just that simple. So I want to ask you about this now and probably take it into the next segment because it is so vital to where we are in this country today. But it's becoming known now as the Ferguson effect. We have seen in your city, in Milwaukee, we're seeing crime up now, what, about 180%? Is that murders? Is that an accurate statistic they're reporting today?
That's just the murders. But then the non-fatal shootings are up. Other elements of violent crime are up as well.
All right, we're seeing the same thing. I think New York City is up 13% murders. St. Louis is up about 50 or 60%. Baltimore is up in those double-digit percentages. The Ferguson effect, you have been very vocal about what's been happening as the attacks have come from the usual suspects, we won't name them, on police. Can you take us there and tell us what you think about this?
Sure. This is a dynamic here that's being missed. In terms of why these things are happening, why we're seeing this uptick. One thing doesn't cause this. What's gone on in the criminal justice system over the last 3 to 5 years has been this social engineering experimentation, very dangerous, in terms of sentencing reform, they call it. They attach these wonderful sounding names to it, right? Criminal justice reform, prison reform, sentencing reform. What it actually does is normalizes criminal behavior.
Mm-hmm.
We'll take an individual who commit some heinous crime and you know, slap them on the wrist and say, okay, you know, you can go to the county jail for 30 days and then we'll put you on probation, we'll put you on parole, we'll put you back out into these communities knowing their propensity based on their criminal history, so it's not like there's any surprise. Well, we're in the 90s and the early 2000s, we would lock these individuals up. They're out on the street not too long after the police arrest them. So That has caused a need for more assertive policing as the formal social control to protect law-abiding citizens, which is why recently, you know, a couple of years ago is when I started to call for to remind citizens that they play a role in their personal safety and they are the first line. So when you have this need for assertive policing, that's why you're seeing more of these confrontations turn more deadly, not only for the law enforcement officer, but also for the, you know, as the law enforcement officer has to use deadly force more frequently, unfortunately. But it's that intersection that we're at right now, and these are just triggers. So with all these guys out on the street, career criminals that we at one time, 5-10 years ago, we locked up, kept them away from law-abiding citizens, they're now back on the street. And now the cops, because of this constant bashing and defaming and sliming of this profession, are not engaging as quickly in proactive and assertive or self-initiated policing. They have not quit. They have not quit in their communities. They've quit on the political class. In the case of Baltimore, they quit on the police commissioner who threw them overboard and said they were the cause of the problem, mm-hmm. meaning the police. Mm-hmm. But we're at that intersection now. You got more deadly and dangerous individuals flopping around in the streets, and now the cops are second-guessing themselves because they don't want to end up on a memorial wall, and they don't want to end up in a criminal indictment if one of these encounters goes terribly wrong. And so it's that intersection that you're seeing this spike in crime.
Okay, you have heard it from Sheriff Clark himself here. That's, I guess, Sean, it's common sense when you look at that, I think, anyway, when you look and you see the numbers go up. Mm-hmm. Sheriff, we've seen the same thing happening in New York. What did you think, real quick before we go to a break, about the cops turning their backs on de Blasio after that whole incident up in New York City?
Well, first of all, respect my brothers and sister officers all over the country, and that's the decision they made. I respect that. I support them in making that decision. Look, Bill de Blasio turned his back on New York's finest a long time ago, and he said some very disparaging things about New York's finest. He should have to witness what New York would look like without the NYPD, and I think we saw it in Baltimore. We saw it in Ferguson. That's what life would be like. So that was, and sometimes it's misinterpreted when they turn their back on him. That's a salute to their fallen officer who, and it's a salute to their fallen officer in saying this and communicating this is symbolic. They turn their backs on us. We're going to turn our backs on them. So that's why I said I support what they did.
All right. Perfect place to end it for this, to this break here now. When we come back, I'm Mark Walters on Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. We've got Sheriff David Clark from Milwaukee County. Great program. Don't go away. He'll be back for another segment right after this.
Hey, you've heard me talking about my proud membership with the United States Concealed Carry Association. They're the organization that protects responsible gun owners like you and me from jail and bankruptcy if, God forbid, we're ever forced to use a weapon in self-defense. Now, I want to share with you an incident that happened to another member of the USCCA. Now, this member witnessed his neighbor being assaulted with a baseball bat in front of his yard. Now, he drew his weapon to stop the threat and save his neighbor's life, and he was arrested and held on a massive bail bond. He never fired a shot. Well, he used his one call that he got to the USCCA. Not only did they post his bail, find him an attorney, they got him home to his family and also had him home in time to go to work on Monday. Now, the USCCA has a free guide that I want to give you today that's going to arm you with 18 things that you absolutely must know before leaving your house with a gun. Now, simply go to defendfamily.com right now to get your free copy of this life-saving guide. Defendfamily.com. Again, that's defendfamily.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to you join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out. The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
The Super Tuck by Crossbreed Holsters, the most comfortable and concealable holster available on the market today. Is it any wonder why it's the most copied design on the planet, used by law enforcement and civilians around the world? The Super Tuck by Crossbreed is adjustable for ride depth and cant, often imitated but never duplicated. The Super Tuck holster is available for a wide variety of popular carry guns. For more information and to order your Super Tuck, visit crossbreedholsters.com. That's crossbreedholsters.com.
As Americans, you have the right to bear arms. You also have the right to have and cook great food. Hey, what's up? This is AAR Shanto, and I just launched a great cooking guide. It's called Try This Dish. Why not spice up your dinner? All you gotta do is go to irfnews.com. It's chock full of recipes, DIY kitchen tips, everything that's gotta do with cooking. That's Try This Dish at irfnews.com. Give it a try today.
Carrying spare magazines is always a great idea. The Crossbreed holster outside the waistband mag carrier is the most comfortable OWB rig on the market today. The Crossbreed mag carrier provides great retention and a high ride, enabling total concealment and immediate access under only a light cover garment. Available for single or dual magazines, these incredibly comfortable magazine carriers may just save your life one day. Crossbreed holsters, often imitated but never duplicated. To order your Crossbreed mag carrier, visit crossbreedholsters.com. That's crossbreedholsters.com.
And now your host, Mark Walters.
Here in the Crossbreed Holster Studios, this is Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. I am your host, Mark Walters. I am filling your prescription for freedom coast to coast, from those toasty beaches of Florida all the way to those crab fishing vessels of Alaska, including every state in between. And that includes parts unknown. I am honored to have as my guest today Sheriff David Clark from Milwaukee County. Sheriff, it's always fun to talk to you. It was a real honor to meet you a few weeks ago up in Wisconsin. I want to talk with you about that in a minute, but I have to ask you this from a media perspective. When we see these attacks in the press, it makes me sick to my stomach, quite frankly. As a law enforcement officer with a number of deputies underneath you reporting to you, are the portrayals that we're seeing in the media, are they accurate? Are cops on the street really feeling this? Are they talking to you about it? Are they concerned about their jobs and what people are how people think about them right now and portray what they do?
Let me unpack that for a little bit. You said a lot. First of all, as far as the liberal mainstream media goes, it's been shameful. They used to be the guardian of freedom and liberty. They used to be the watchdog on government overreach, government tyranny. And now they're nothing more than the mouthpiece, the propaganda wing of leftist politics. They sat up there, and they were, like I said, the mouthpiece in this assault on the character, the integrity, the sacrifice, the service of the American police officer ever since the days of Ferguson. They're the ones that propagated this hands up, don't shoot, which we later learned was a lie, and some of these other things in Baltimore, no justice, no peace. Things like that, that the liberal mainstream media has no business getting into anybody's corners with. They're supposed to remain neutral, but we know whose side that they are. And this has had a heavy toll on the psyche of the American police officer. Look, we endure a lot. We get piled on and blamed for stuff that we have no control over. It's been like that for me for 37 years, and we're used to that. But what we have not been used to is having the political class, Slimus as well. They didn't have the discipline, if you will, to realize that we are an integral part of orderly and civilized society. And they went down into the gutter instead and started throwing some of that slime to tarnish the reputation of the officer. And that's what was new this time around. And it kind of caught law enforcement by surprise. So now what we have, like I said earlier, is officers wondering if that proactive policing, if that self-initiated policing where they form the reasonable suspicion, they think some criminal activity is afoot, so they'll pull that car over or they'll jack those people up on the corner, those gang members, and conduct an investigation, like I said, based on reasonable suspicion, which is what our Constitution allows. Sometimes those encounters turn deadly, unfortunately. Sometimes it's deadly for the officer. Sometimes it's deadly for the perpetrator. But we are willing to take that risk to keep crime and violence in check. It's your self-initiated and proactive policing is some of the best policing in our communities. The calls for service, the 911 call, that's not proactive. The crime's already committed. Somebody gets robbed and they call the police, they call 911. The crime has already happened. Your self-initiated policing interrupts crime. It prevents crime. It deters crime. And that's fallen off. And that is not the fault of the American police officer. That is the fault of the political class who has attacked, like I said, the integrity of the American police officer. And the liberal mainstream media has been their mouthpiece.
Yeah, Sean, you have a question, but before, very quickly, referring to New York City, we're seeing a massive spike in crime. And are you referring, in fact, to the de Blasio's stand down off the stop and frisk? Is that a good example of what you're talking about?
I'm sorry, Mark, were you talking to me?
Yeah, I'm sorry. Okay. Yeah, the stop and frisk in New York, is that a good example?
Yeah, let me briefly here talk about what's called stop and frisk. I'm a old school, I'm a traditionalist. It's called a Terry stop. Terry versus Ohio, sure. Supreme Court case that allows a law enforcement officer who's developed reasonable suspicion that criminal activity may be afoot to go and conduct an investigation. Also, if that officer reasonably believes, he doesn't have to know for sure, reasonably believes that this individual may be armed and may be able to use that weapon against him or a bystander, that allows a pat-down over the outer clothing to check for weapons. That's what is permissible under our Constitution. It always has been. It goes on every day in every city across America. People have, they refer to it as stop and frisk, and the media led the chorus in turning that into a pejorative term, stop and frisk, as if the cop is just saying, hey, you black guy, come on over here, I want to check you for weapons. That is not what's going on. That has never gone on, not even in New York. They might have gotten a little sloppy with it. There's no doubt about that. But in those instances, what you do is it's the police official's job to say, hey, we're getting a little sloppy on some of these stops here. People are starting to complain about it. Let's clean it up. Let's tighten it up. Let's retrain, reinforce the Constitution, what Terry v. Ohio says, and then let's go back to work. But instead, de Blasio ran on getting rid of Terry stops, ran on in concentrated form, I should say, ran on getting rid of, you know, what you and others refer to as stop and frisk. He ran on that as mayor. So now he has ended that initiative, the concentrated Terry stops, if you will. And, it's free reign for the criminal element, the thugs of New York City.
All right. Thank you for that response. I know we're getting ready to end this segment here in just a couple of minutes. I have to ask you this. Let's take you in a different direction. How cool was it to come up to West Bend, Wisconsin, and stand on that stage and look out at those hundreds of people who were there for that United States concealed carry event?
Oh, I'll tell you what.
Wasn't that great?
It sent chills down my spine. There were several hundred there. Energized, enthusiastic, freedom-loving Americans, people who understand liberty and the rule of law and know that these things have to be fought for, and they're trying to do it the right way with that concealed carry convention. That's the right way to do it, and then vendors got in on it for services and products. Boy, what an event.
Yeah, I had the distinct, I guess I could call it the distinct honor. I'll refer to it as the distinct fear of taking the stage directly after you. Thanks for that very much, by the way. I'll have to check with the schedulers the next go around. Sean, you had a question for the sheriff.
Yes, thank you for coming on, Sheriff Clark.
My pleasure.
As a law enforcement professional, have you noticed any, have you noticed that the criminals are getting worse as far as, is it a lack of responsibility on their part, or is it a victimhood mentality?
Well, it's a great question. What we're seeing in this new generation of criminals, we're seeing the manifestation of more decades of young black men growing up without fathers, ineffective parenting, broken homes, no male role modeling, no respect for authority, failure to instill virtues in our young people. And that's playing itself out. It's manifesting itself out in these abhorrent behaviors that we see. So they have become more violent than they were in the, 70s and 80s and even 90s. But it's those other risk factors that have caused this. It has nothing to do with the police. It really has nothing to do with much of anything else but the emergence of a subculture, black subculture, unfortunately, in the American ghetto.
Yeah.
And a growing underclass, a permanent underclass that has gotten comfortable with being in the underclass in these cities. And these behaviors that the underclass have and their warped behaviors, they're starting to play themselves out in a larger fashion.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've got about 20 seconds, so I'll ask you this and we'll close the segment out. As crime continues to rise, and it appears that it is in cities across the country, as you can attest in your own city in Milwaukee, it is rising. What can law-abiding citizens do?
Well, stay vigilant. I encourage people to remind them, you're the first line of defense in your own personal security. Do it the right way. Do it the responsible way. And stay together, all right? Stay on message. And let's get that reciprocity bill in Congress that would allow CCL to go across state line. Let's get that passed. So put the pressure on your members of Congress to get that thing done.
Sheriff David Clark, Milwaukee County Sheriff David Clark, thank you, sir. Looking forward to meeting you again and talking to you on this program and the weekend show as soon as possible. I'm Mark Walters, filling your prescription for freedom. Carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club.
Known as a bad-to-the-bone fighter with a rebel soul and a rock and roll attitude, The Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is destined to be a classic. Designer Ernest Emerson says The Roadhouse is one of his best designs ever. Just like a chopped Harley, it's low-slung and ready to roar. It feels like you've just dropped the clutch and it's ready to jump out of your hand. The Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is a must-have tactical folder. Visit EmersonKnives.com. That's EmersonKnives.com.
Hey, what's up? It's AAR Shanto here. Every day you hear the passion that we have for freedoms here in America. I also have other passions, and every week you can check out what that passion is. I've started a new web series. Yes, believe it or not, with all the other things that I have going on, I went and did it. I started a web series, and I think you're going to like it. If you want to see one of my hobbies, all you got to do is check out irfnews.com. That's irfnews.com.
Way too often we hear stories of law-abiding gun owners being labeled as vigilantes and the violent thugs being painted as sweet, harmless kids. Here's the thing. If you own a firearm and are forced to use it to protect your loved ones, your toughest battle might very well happen afterwards in the courtroom. You need to know your rights and understand exactly what happens after the smoke clears. And that's the reason the United States Concealed Carry Association exists. So if you go to defendfamilynow.com right now, you can download our groundbreaking guide that will arm you with 18 proven strategies for effective self-defense that will help you stay out of jail, out of bankruptcy court, and home with your family when you're forced to defend your loved ones with a gun. This guide is 100% free, and the 18 strategies it contains could very well save your life one day. Simply visit defendfamilynow.com to download your 100% free guide. Again, that's defendfamilynow.com.